Well, it's restrictions like these and the aftershocks triggered that are still reverberating through the manufacturing sector. Production was down 3.5% year on year in November, and with trading partners continuing to extend lockdowns, further impacting export demand, the outlook is certainly looking murky as well. Mielani Maluleke, who is a senior economist at Absa, joins us on the line now with a closer look at what these latest figures suggest. Thanks so much, Mielani, for your time this evening. So, like I say, we had manufacturing production continue on its decline, contracting 3.5% year on year in November, and that following decreases of 3.4% and 2% year on year in October and September, respectively. What have you made of the latest print? Any surprises that we've seen a stalling in recovery?
Yeah, I think in a way it was a bit of a mixed bag. I think as you point out, we're continuing to see negative year-on-year figures, which is an important reminder that output levels right now, or in November at least, were still not quite back to where they were, you know, at the same time, you know, the year before. But I think for us, what was a little interesting, I mean, once you look away from the November headline figures, and this is something that I think is actually not getting sufficient attention, is that with the November release, that SA actually also announced some upward revisions to the October data. So on a month-on-month basis, the increase that was actually reported for October is actually looking a little bit stronger. So what we actually kind of end up with is that even with this little bit of a pullback that we saw in November, when you look at output levels in general in the 2 months of Q4, you know, it is looking a little bit better than where we were in Q3, and it does look like the manufacturing sector actually did sort of continue to support overall GDP growth in Q4. But I think, as you also point out, you know, we're still not quite out of the woods as yet. Yes, there have been some encouraging signs for sure in some specific subsectors, but, you know, the outlook for the near term has obviously become a lot more uncertain, not only because of the resurgence in COVID-19 infections here in South Africa, but also because of what we're seeing globally, where other countries, key trading partners of ours, have also experienced a big resurgence in infections, and they've had to tighten down a little bit. So I think in the near term, it does look like we could see a little bit more of a slowdown before things start to pick up again.
Of course, what stands out in that regard, impacting quite severely, Mielani, is the fact that we are looking at lockdowns being instituted or reinstituted in various territories, whether locally or abroad as well, and that what that potentially triggers is, you know, value chain disruptions due to lockdowns. So how much disruption are you anticipating as far as that's concerned?
That's a really important point, you know, and it's one of the things that we've been emphasizing, because I think the government has come out now and they've said that, you know, the restrictions that they're going to put in place will not be as severe as what we saw during the hard lockdown last year. But there will be other factors that are not necessarily impacted by lockdown restrictions here, but that will actually be impacted by what is happening globally, the disruptions to supply side chain that you're talking about, the much weaker demand globally. And I think that is actually going to come through in the sector across a number of sectors that are not necessarily affected by lockdown restrictions here.
Mielani, while we are battling a waning demand scenario, when it comes to supply, we always talk about power constraints as you know, a hindrance here. There's a potentially a new constraint coming into play now, and that the diversion of oxygen supply from you know, industrial use to the healthcare space. Does that start becoming more of a constraint to production at various levels?
Yeah, I think it's a good point, but at this stage, it's obviously kind of hard to know, and I think do a proper quantification of it. But the key thing here is that, you know, until we can get to a point where the spread of the pandemic isn't really a problem, you know, this thing will continue to be a big downside risk to economic activity in various ways. You know, as you're pointing at one right now, and one of the things, of course, is that, you know, despite the lockdown measures, despite what you're seeing globally, with cases as high as we're seeing in South Africa right now, that also does not bode very well for confidence. So you're now starting to see a lot more people begin to retreat a little bit more. People are not going out. They're not spending as much as they used to over the last few months. Those that can anyway, they're not spending as much as they used to. So that also continues to sort of dampen economic activity. And I think it's become very clear for us here in South Africa that it's probably going to take a very long time until we get to a point where, there is enough people, who've been vaccinated such that this thing does not become a problem. We're probably looking at Q3, Q4, and quite possibly beyond. So I think for most of this year, we will be in a period where the spread of this pandemic continues to pose serious risks to economic activity in South Africa.
Well, Mielani, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Let's leave it there for now. That, of course, ABSA's senior economist, Mielani Maluleke.